This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Happy to have him back in studio. By the way, I want to apologize. We aim to be first class here at the station. It's an older station. I get a little bit bummed when everything doesn't work. I am going to make sure that you are taken care of from here on out with the equipment. I'm going to personally endorse the equipment here at WCCO.
This is incredibly first class. I mean, the buffet that you serve when I come into the studio, people think I'm doing it just to see you, is unbelievable. It puts probably the post-game Twins buffet to shame.
You're being nice. I'm actually a little bit agitated right now that things could be better. But anyway, it's always a pleasure to have you here in studio. I appreciate it. We'll get into some sports items here in a little bit, but actually we want to start and kick it off tonight with Stephen Silton, lawyer from Coles & O'Connor, in studio. Let's talk politics here for a second, because one of the big stories that broke, and I teased this earlier because I actually did get into it a little bit earlier. Not sure if you heard what I was talking about, but the DFL is making a statement, okay? And the news broke around 3:30, 4-ish, that Omar Fateh, his endorsement from the DFL, okay? With regards to, let me take a step back, that his endorsement for Minneapolis mayor, that it was being revoked, okay? Because, and it was cited for substantial failures in the convention's voting process. Okay?
Yep.
And so the Minnesota Star Tribune states that I guess this Constitution, Bylaws, and Rules Committee reached a decision on Tuesday, according to the sources. They say, here's what we know so far. The DFL said it vacated the mayoral endorsement after major failures in the convention process. Number one. Number two, Omar Fateh's campaign said the decision disenfranchised thousands of Minneapolis caucus goers. And number three, reactions on the decision were split from Minneapolis City Council members. Okay, so just follow me for a second. One of the individuals, because to me there's a trickle-down effect when things happen. Something happened recently that I think actually puts this a little bit more in the spotlight. And I actually think that what they intended to do in terms of speaking out and endorsing Fateh is backfiring. And what has happened is, and I want to bring attention to it, and we're going to play this. Get ready to play the soundbite again for Steve, just in case he hadn't heard it. But there is.
Was this the female councilwoman?
Yes. Yes.
It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Yes. So Ms. Chugtai.
Yeah.
She is the council vice president. She and she's a big supporter for Fateh, right? She even says in the soundbite, we'll get to it here in a second,
yep,
about my brother. Her rant against Jacob Fry, in my opinion, is unacceptable. Unacceptable, and it doesn't, it's something that never should have happened. And look, I'm all for calling people out. I am all for holding people accountable, But when she goes on a profanity-filled rant, the way that she did towards Jacob Fry, it makes her look bad, and I think it makes it look like, with her relation to Mr. Fonte, it makes it look even worse. So, Chris, let's go ahead and play this soundbite here so we can kind of set the table here for Stephen about what she had to say.
I'm running for the city council again, and today I want to talk to you about my friend, my brother, Omar Fonte, the next door on Mamdani right here in Minneapolis. We're going to transform the city because Jacob Fry, fascism, Trump!
Absolutely, in my opinion, unacceptable. She owes Jacob Fry an apology. And to me, there should be pressure on her as the council vice president.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this goes to the point I made the last time I was in the show, which is the DSA is just MAGA on the left. They really don't care about people's interest and the priorities of the city and making the city better. All they care about is creating divisive kind of anger in the party to essentially create this fervor, which this councilwoman essentially was trying to kind of tap into. I mean, and going back to the convention, it was entirely undemocratic. The Minnesota DFL went way beyond what Mayor Fry was asking for. He was simply asking for the endorsement to be revoked. They actually made specific findings showing that they had not counted 176 votes. And understand, there's not like 5,000 people in the room. I think there was 600 or 700 people there. They've essentially put the entire Minneapolis DFL, which at this point has been entirely infiltrated by the DSA, on probation. They're not allowing it to make any endorsements for 2 years. It's a very dangerous time, right? We've been talking about the MAGA movement and the dangers of Donald Trump now for years. And what you see is sadly the natural reaction on the left, which is just anger bubbling over in a way that really isn't focused at solving problems. It's really just focused at anger and hate. And that's what you saw with the councilwoman.
You agree that she should probably be apologizing for that behavior, though, right?
I'm not saying
that that's going to happen. I'm just saying, like, we can all agree. Because we call it out on the right. I'm calling it out on the left. It's unacceptable. It really is. Like, I just don't understand how, like, to me, if I am somebody, and I'm not sitting here saying that I know a ton about Mr. Fonte, I don't look at what she stated, and I look at him and be like, that's not a good look.
He has not spent the time since he received this endorsement illegally, which I think he knew, reaching out to different constituents. He's done no real hard work in the city to try to show that he has any capability of running it. And the fact that he has his kind of lackeys, and that's what she is, just a lackey of him, out there threatening essentially and yelling at the mayor and putting him in the same boat as Donald Trump, which is hilarious considering that the president came here and called out Mayor Fry personally, just shows the length that they're going to go to.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, too, is at 4:14 this evening when she was talking to the Minnesota Star Tribune, Ms. Chuktai said, she said, quote, that the actions by the state DFL was undermining democracy. I thought it was a core DFL value to believe in democracy and democratic will. 8,000 people participated in this process across the city, elected their representatives to go to a city endorsement, and those elected representatives spent 14 hours that day at an endorsement convention to reach this outcome, to reach an endorsement, and to have 28 outstate party insiders undermine the will of thousands of Minneapolis residents when they don't even live here, to me, is just disappointing. Now, I'll say this. Do I think that outstate party insiders should be undermining the will of thousands of Minneapolis residents? Of course not. But according to the DFL in the draft of the Constitution, Bylaws, and Rules Committee findings, they say that there was found electronic voting system used by the Minneapolis DFL was substantially flawed and that the first ballot in the mayoral endorsing contest was undercounted by 176 votes. As a result, candidate Dwayne Davis was improperly dropped from contention when he should have made it to the second ballot. Okay? So, with all due respect to Ms. Chuktai, if she's talking about undermining democracy. If we're not looking at the electronic voting system being flawed and undercounting, what the hell is she talking about?
100%. And just like with MAGA, every condemnation is a personal indictment. Every time they say you're undermining democracy, it's because they thought they got away with it. That is what they're angry about, is they thought they went into this endorsement, they had the system rigged, that they were going to take it, and then they were going to use the resources of the DFL party to try to essentially get this individual, who has no qualifications for the job, by the way, to get his job, which, by the way, was the same way he supplanted our good friend Jeff Hayden, who ironically was Mr. Fateh's entree into Minnesota politics after moving here from D.C. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's amazing. I mean, frankly, I have not heard, you know, I did hear the mayor's very political and muted response, which is, it's good to be a part of a party that can acknowledge its mistakes, right? And frankly, it's great, because it's a little bit of a shot against the Republicans. I mean, I'm wondering if this is way more than the mayor could have expected. I do think it puts the mayoral race back on the even playing field that frankly, I think the mayor is going to be able to be able to frankly explain what he's done over the last 8 years, right? Which, you know, as a lot of Minneapolis has questions are, and how he can take the lessons that he's learned and really fulfill his vision.
All right, real quick before we go to break, I want to put you on the spot.
Love it.
I know you don't mind that. So, because we like to be transparent, right?
Yeah.
So, can we make sure that we get this done? In September, I have two trips to make. I have a celebration of life to go, and I've got some bereavement days that I got to take. And then later in the month, I have a college football game to attend to. So I'm going to be out of town a little bit in September. But October, I want to get this done. You are a regular guest on this show. 2 weeks ago, you, me, and Mayor Jacob Fry were at the restaurant Vagabondo.
Dave Fema's new place in Excelsior.
In Excelsior. He was open to coming on the show. In October, Mayor Jacob Fry in studio.
Absolutely. I will make that happen.
100%.
100%.
Okay.
I mean, first off.
And he was open to it.
Because he's a fan.
I cracked the joke. He didn't like the joke, but it was, you know.
Yeah, first off, he's a fan. He likes your show. And second off.
No, he's not a fan of the show.
He is a fan of the show. Listen, he's a fan of the show. Who isn't a fan of the show? Show me anyone.
We'll see Saturday when the voting happens at the state fair.
Oh, I'm going to miss the state fair this year. We got to talk state fair, by the way. After
we'll talk a little state fair to open up the next segment.
Okay.
But October, we'll get it done.
Yeah, we're going to get that done. First off, he needs to face your viewers, right? And he's not scared of it, right?
No, he's not. No, I give you that. Yeah,
the best politicians are as interested in facing a hostile crowd as they are a friendly one, and Jacob is absolutely willing. I've seen it. I've introduced him to people who I know are hardcore Republicans, are angry about what's happened in Minneapolis, and Jacob's willing to shoot real straight. I mean, he's an authentic candidate, and he really cares about the city, and he's worked really hard. So the answer is yes, we will absolutely make that happen.
All right, Stephen Silton, Colson O'Connor joining us in studio. We'll take a break, come back, more Stephen Silton next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, Stephen Sutton in studio, hanging out here on The Lake Show on this Thursday evening. Behind you real quick, with 44 seconds remaining, the Minnesota Lynx are down two. My girlfriend, Alana Smith, just nailed a three in the corner, which cut the deficit from 5-2. So the Lynx are still in this thing. 44 seconds left. We'll let you know how that wraps up here in just a second. All right, so the Timberwolves made news yesterday. And the news they made yesterday with the Sports Business Journal, and then later it was reported by Chris Hine and confirmed in the Minnesota Star Tribune, was about the layoffs with the organization. Not on the basketball side, but on the business side. They laid off roughly, because we don't know the exact number, but roughly, from what I've been told, 40 people, 40 employees. Most notably, Sarah Perez, who was the communications director for the Wolves. Look, I understand how these things go. That when you have new ownership groups, they're going to want to bring their own people in. I totally get that. This one's head-scratching to me for a couple different reasons. Number one, when you're new to this, and new to this as in owning a professional sports franchise, you need specific people in certain positions. They let go of their COO. They let go of their CEO. Those individuals are now with the Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks. Ryan Tankey and Ethan Kasson have been scooped up and put in positions of leadership like they've always had. Number one. Number two, stability does mean something. So I'm not sitting here trying to trash A-Rod or Mark Lowry and saying they have no idea that they're not going to figure this out or that they're making all the bad decisions here. That's not what I'm saying. We'll see how this all shakes out. It seems a little bit much, though, in a short amount of time.
Particularly in this market, which essentially is one of the most stable markets you can have. Consistency matters.
Yes.
And in the modern sports industry, it has become as much of an experience and a personal contact relationship than it is a commodity business selling tickets. Nobody buys just a ticket, really at the high end anymore. No one just goes and, wow, I have season tickets and they're section 108 and I've had them forever just there. They're essentially purchasing experiences. That's how they're able to charge so much for this. They're purchasing food. They're purchasing pregame opportunities, right? Lexus Club, Treasure Island Club, all of these clubs in Target Center. I mean, the new stadiums are being built, like the one in Golden State, I think only has 12,000 seats, and 8,000 of them come with some type of premium experience. And that requires the executives to personally know all of the people who buy the tickets. And there was a lot of, you know, human capital that have walked out the door the last few months.
Yes.
I mean, you mentioned Ethan and Ryan. I mean, Ethan was one of the, you know, up-and-coming sports executives, you know, in all of sports.
Yes.
I mean, it took him about 2 hours.
He was like the, I don't know if it was 40 under 40 just a decade ago, yeah, or something like that. Like,
and he's still, I think he's under 50. So, I mean,
yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's an unbelievably talented. And Ryan is just one of those day-to-day grinders. I mean, he was at every game. He knew the name of every single season ticket holder. So, I mean, those are two. And Sarah Perez is a head-scratcher because Sarah Perez...
I don't get that one at all.
Right? I mean, I saw a tweet she put out. I mean, the fact that she had to put out a tweet
before
she had a job is going to be surprising. I mean, she's going to find that her phone is going to ring off the hook until she has a job. I mean, you finding a PR professional like that with a sports expertise is not easy. And that tweet might already be old news. So, you know, it is a head scratcher. I mean, they might have some unbelievable talent coming in. I mean, you know, obviously A-Rod's, history in sports, he's is pretty impressive. And, you know, Mark Lori knows what he's doing. And there's also some of the limiteds have real sports experience. What's his name? Stad, who's one of the limiteds, was an owner of the Kraken and understands sports. So, but it does seem abrupt. You know, they didn't ask me. If they would have asked me, I would have said, you know, be cautious.
Well, the other layer to this is, and let's just call for what it is, and I don't think that they understand this quite yet, but they will, depending on how well the team does or doesn't do over the course of the next year or so, is that we all know that they're about to ask for a new stadium. They deserve a new stadium. Target Center, it's overdue.
Correct.
It's antiquated. It's old. We need a new facility. But this is the issue. I think that, see, Mark Lori and A-Rod, in a small way, I think, are overplaying their hand as though they're Minnesotans. No, you're outsiders. You're not Marv Wolfenson, who's from North Minneapolis. Like you're not that. You're not Glenn Taylor from Mankato. They cannot walk around like they are from here. You are still outsiders, man. You're still getting to know us. Do I have a valid point there?
I mean, listen, I've been here 32 years. I'm still an outsider. I mean, a dirty little secret in Minnesota, until you can show three generations, you are still considered a minor carpetbagger. So, yes, they are still outsiders. I mean, I think they did a good thing when they immediately said, listen, we are staying here. We are committed to Minnesota.
They had to say that, though.
Right? You don't have to do anything, right?
Yeah, but they would have been – I don't think that fans would have gotten behind them if they said otherwise. Well, we're not sure what – if any of that waffling, they would not have – once they said that, everybody was like, oh, Glenn, we're moving on from you.
Yeah, I mean – listen, there's some super smart people that have navigated the political environment to get a stadium built already in the city, right?
Yep.
You know, not the least of which is the former Timberwolves executive Ted Johnson, good friend of mine. Ted did it last time when I think he got $180 million to renovate it. That was about a decade ago. It now is at a point where it's just no, you can't continue to to put Band-Aids on it. I mean, that it's going to happen, right? Minnesota's hard, and it's the political process is painful, and particularly in this political environment, it could be rough. I think obviously what happens in November is going to matter, because obviously, you know, I mean, Omar Fateh has no idea how to address that, and to him it probably just looks like rich people handouts, which really isn't. But you know, it's important for Minneapolis, and there's a lot of opportunities to essentially do this as a works project in a way that, you know, really helps revitalize certain areas of the city. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see who they bring in, right, and who they hire, because there's a lot of talent around that they could. I do think that mass kind of, layoffs or whatever it was does seem really abrupt. I mean, so and the season's starting. So they I mean,
October,
right? I mean, and you know, and we were talking a little bit about the state fair. I mean, it started a state fair shows that summer is sadly over. It's the most bittersweet day of the year for me because I love the state fair. But it also shows summer of over and football season starts. We're going to have football games, meaningful football games this weekend, college football games, and fall's on the way. October's going to be here before we know it.
All right, we have a word on the street next, and it sounds like Stephen Silton is going to hang out and react to some of these entertainment stories as well. Stephen Silton hanging out with us here in the final hour of the Lake Show. All right, it's time for Word on the Street. Entertainment gossip-esque segment here, where basically Chris Tubbs, he goes through some items, and then me and Stephen Silton will react.
Sounds good. Well, I know you guys are big Teen Mom fans, so we're going to start off with the hot mess express that is Janelle Evans. And she's firing back after her teenage son Jace dropped text messages online accusing her of mistreatment and even dredging up abuse allegations against her ex-husband, David Eason. Now, on Tuesday, Jace shared some screenshots of private text messages between him and his mom on Instagram. In one of the exchanges, Janelle fired off, quote, "You're the one saying you're going to have my custody taken. Well, F you." After Jace told her, didn't need her in his life. In another, she accused him of lying about David strangling him, to which Jace replied, quote, "I never lied. He tried to." Now, Janelle is responding to the leaked text messages and allegations and claims that the texts were taken out of context and posted in retaliation after she disciplined her son. Janelle said navigating Jace's medical diagnosis has been an ongoing battle, but insists she's always fought to get him the resources and support he needs. She adds she'll always stand by him, but is asking for her fans for sympathy and empathy as the family works through the messy situation behind the scenes.
All right, so I'm just going to be just clear here, Stephen. Janelle Evans, I don't know who she is. No, I know she is reality TV. I think it's like one of the teenage mom things or whatever.
Yeah, she was Teen Mom 1.
But I don't watch that stuff. That's what I'm saying. So yes, do I know the name and I think I know about like where it originated from? Yes. I never once watched that show.
Never.
Do you watch any reality TV?
I do. I occasionally do. I'm watching that. This is like true confessions right now. I watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Moms.
Oh,
on
Hulu. What, all the hot moms on there?
Yeah. I've watched that. It's just because Mormon culture, frankly, fascinates me.
You're going to say you strike me as a MILF hunter kind of guy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. One MILF hunter. I'm a one MILF hunter type of guy. I don't know who Janelle Evans was.
Yeah.
I've got literally nothing. You stumped me on this one.
No, but what I'm saying is I don't know that much more than you do. I just knew that. I think she's like from a reality TV show, and I think it's Teenage Mom. But other than that,
if she walked in
here right now, I wouldn't know who she was.
I had to Google her.
Yeah, she's a mess. And we watched Teen Mom 1 and 2. Because when I was working in Sioux Falls, one of the girls...
That's all you could do in Sioux Falls.
Yeah. Well, no, one of the girls was actually from Sioux Falls, and I actually had her ex-husband, or the baby daddy, actually on the show, Adam, during that time.
The reality show that I did watch was Love is Blind, when it was here in Minnesota.
Oh, I never did watch that.
Dude, you'd probably run... You see yourself. I mean, literally, it's...
No,
it's
I don't go
all up. In the North Loop. It's all in the North Loop.
You know,
the
I
whole.
Don't go
yeah, I, that's what I hear.
It was not the biggest and the best. Love is Blind, but it's just kind of cool to see that it was here. I'm not even. Yeah. I don't even go out much, and I'm like, I know where that's at.
Yeah, no, you see where it was. We were just at a wedding this weekend, and it was one of the Love is Blind wedding sites, which is kind of cool.
Oh my
so my
gosh.
Wife and I watched that together, it was a good show. You should watch it, Henry. You'd like it.
I'll try it.
Yeah. The Minnesota one. Not just don't like pick a random one. I've never watched another one.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, a show that I'm sure everybody knows is Biggest Loser with Bob Harper and Jillian Michaels. That was the big NBC smash. Well, Jillian Michaels is slamming Netflix's docuseries about The Biggest Loser and is showing the receipts. The celebrity fitness trainer took to Instagram a couple of days ago in a series of posts to slam the fit for TV, The Reality of The Biggest Loser, which is now streaming, which my wife and I watched over the weekend. It gave former fans a second course to the small moments and big missteps from the 18-season competition series that aired from 2004 to 2016. Now, many lost weight throughout the series. Tactics at times posed a risk to participants and their esteem. In a series of lengthy statements, Michaels took aim at a range of allegations about her, including one that said, quote, "You're going to make me a millionaire," to a contestant, something she said is false, plied contestants with caffeine pills, and encouraged calorie restrictions. Now, she said that the caffeine was never banned on the show, adding that the show's medical advisor, Dr. Robert Huizenga, did approve caffeine pills on many of the seasons. Now, the trainer-turned conservative commentator added that Bob Harper not only knew about the caffeine pills, the Stacker's fat burner, but were actually his idea. "I wanted to use my brand instead because they were cleaner." Now, both Harper and Huizenga appeared in the documentary, while Michaels did not. On social media, Michaels also spoke about the rampant speculation surrounding a relationship with the former co-star Bob Harper in a screenshot that was shared in one carousel. Michaels said that the last image is my second to last text to Bob Harper. Take from it what you will. Message from Michaels to Harper allegedly said, quote, "I really think it's bad of you to not even respond to my text. This is kind of the thing that always makes me so disappointed in our relationship." In a recent interview with The Guardian, Harper claimed that while many of his biggest looter colleagues reached out after his medical ordeal, Michaels notably did not. Quote, "We weren't besties, but we were partners on a television show for a very long time," Harper told the outlet, adding that the silence spoke volumes.
But what is the big deal about the caffeine pills? I don't understand that.
They were apparently banned from the show. They were told that everything was going to be natural, like no caffeine pills, everything.
No coffee.
No anything.
Like you, I watched the documentary, which I actually thought was a pretty good documentary.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Fairly even. I'd never watched The Biggest Loser. I mean, it's complicated, right? And it somewhat showed how weight loss as a whole is complicated. I didn't think Julia Michaels was that poorly displayed on that. I mean, I don't know what her current kind of
role is. She was displayed as kind of a hard ass, but that's who she is.
Exactly. And it was a little sad because they had these contestants, some of who have been able to keep the weight loss off, and some of who, you know, life was transformed and frankly over the years have gained the weight back on. It's complicated. It's touching. I thought the mm-hmm. documentary was very good. Julia Michaels has nothing to complain about. I think they seem to present her both even-handed and appropriate.
I think as busy as we are in American life, it's really hard to be as fit as possible without some form of caffeine in your life. I'm just being dead serious. Whether it's a pre-workout, whether it's coffee, like, unless you're eating super duper clean and you typically do work out, how do you do it?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I love my morning coffee, and it certainly does.
Coffee's big in the fitness world. It just is. I mean, not coffee, but caffeine.
Yeah, I think that was a smaller part of the documentary. I mean, the fitness, because they weren't letting him drink coffee was the big thing.
I mean, like no stimulants at all. It had to be like all natural, all like calorie intake. It's like everything had to be clean, right? That was kind of my understanding.
I mean, the problem was, it was interesting. They had the two main producers, and what was somewhat compelling, I've actually negotiated contracts for reality stars in the past, which are, I can't talk about them, but would somewhat ruin the show. I mean, what they need to do to keep these reality shows interesting is not consistent with reality. And having to, you know, over 18 seasons, having to keep up drama of a fairly simple recipe. Listen, we're going to take you away for a period of time. We're going to isolate you. We're going to rework your habits. We're going to force you to work out. I mean, you know, listen, as you know, Henry, over years, I've always fought with my weight. It's never been exercise related because I've always loved exercise. But starting someone from scratch on a workout routine is got to be impossible. I mean, I've worked out my entire life. You know, if you're 200 pounds overweight and have never worked out, I mean, it takes a professional to get them going. It's only compelling for a couple seasons. Then, of course, they mixed it up. And some of the fat shaming they did, which they showed on the documentary, was clearly over the line. But it was, it's interesting. It was a good documentary. I'd recommend that for sure.
Something that, even if we're not familiar with reality TV, we are all familiar with Britney Spears. And back in the 90s, it was Britney and Justin Timberlake. Well, Britney's back on vacation doing a little throwback, something romantically speaking. She shakes her her assets in an Instagram video while listening to some Justin Timberlake. Now, the Princess of Pop was cheesing hard while rocking some green swimwear on a boat. Now, Brit dancing on her Instagram is nothing new, but this time she was grooving to Timbaland's 2009 hit Carry Out, which, of course, featured that guy that she dated for 3 years. As we know, Justin and Brit aren't on the best of terms. She dragged him in her 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me, and called him out for making her look like a cheater when in reality they were both guilty of infidelity. Now, only a snippet of Carry Out is heard in the clip, so perhaps she cut it out before Justin's part started, or perhaps she's just moving on from the toxic drama and just likes the tune. Good for Britney for moving on.
I don't know how her story's going to end, man. She just, I don't know. I don't even know what to say at this point.
Yeah, it's
like Britney's out there, dude. I think she's gone.
She struggled.
Yeah,
my favorite Britney Spears Minnesota connection, not only with Jessica Biel, which is Harmar Superstar, as we all know.
Oh.
Love Harmar Superstar, big fan.
No, don't say that on the show.
Why?
What?
Cancel culture.
What? Has he been canceled?
Harmar Superstar?
Has been canceled.
Oh, you didn't hear about that years ago?
I haven't seen him in years.
I saw him at Minari. I did not go up to him, but I did see him at Minari. You know, he's so small. He's so, you know, in person, he's very, very small. But he wrote a song, you know, for Britney Spears. Tall Boy was written for Britney Spears, and then he did a music video as if he was Britney Spears. It's one of the most genius creative thing Harmar Superstar ever did. And he's a pretty creative guy. Did not know Harmar Superstar was canceled.
2021.
Oh, no.
He has not recovered from this scandal.
This is
from friend of the show, a friend of mine, popular journalist Steve Marsh, Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine.
Great guy.
I don't think he reported this, but there was the sexual misconduct allegations against Harmar Superstar. And it was a big outcry. First Avenue got complaints.
I don't know.
I think I remember hearing about something like that now.
No, this was big, dude. And his star got painted over.
Harmar Superstar.
Yes.
So now he's just Harmar Super. He's just Harmar Super. Wow. I mean, yeah, I did not hear that. That was right before COVID, the poor guy.
No, it was during the pandemic, 2021.
Okay.
Pandemic started 2020.
I would say, having seen him perform, his performance could be considered a form of sexual harassment.
And this is from Yahoo News. Yahoo News. It even made Rolling Stone. The Harmar Superstar, real name Sean Tillman, put out public apologies on social media Thursday night, apologizing for conduct that was harmful, abusive, and selfish with women in the past, but denied an allegation of sexual assault a woman made 2 weeks ago.
That was in 2021.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't seen him. That's sad. He has been canceled. Yeah,
there was a lot going on during the pandemic.
Because he used to be all over, too, and all of a sudden it was like radio silence.
Yeah, no, he used to be at like every gala. Like,
well, you had forgot that for a minute too. That I kind of just joggled your memory.
Yeah,
there.
You did, because once you met, I was like, oh, I'll be damned. Yeah, I haven't heard. And then it's like the whole sexual harassment thing.
Now it's maybe time for Britney finally to record Tallboy, right? And do a video, right? Like, that would be consistent with her brand at this point, right? Like, go do it, Britney. I want to see it.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, for your viewers, anyone who wants like some old nostalgic, go Google Harmar Superstar Tallboy. It's worth a watch.
Yeah. All right, that's going to wrap up War on the Street. Final segment of The Late Show is coming up next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates. benefits, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, legitimately, we got 3 minutes left. And I'm going to devote it to somebody that we should have talked about on Word on the Street. So no shade towards Christopher Tubbs because he had it in there, but he didn't talk about that. This is the most important thing of Word on the Street.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Is Judge Frank Caprio.
Love that show.
Passed away at the age of 88 from pancreatic cancer. I don't think it was an actual, was it a show? I guess it was a show.
Yeah, caught in Providence.
But it was more so about the viral videos that would go out from certain clips of the show.
Yeah, because
not every episode had like the viral moments, but you're right. Yeah, it was a show. Was it nationally syndicated?
Yes, it was nationally syndicated, okay. Just where it was just about like traffic stops and tickets and stuff. And he would get these stories from people.
Yep.
And it would be a human. So he would knock down a $45 ticket to a single mom or a college student to like $15 or something. And it was all just, it was a good show.
He was just a great human. He showed compassion for people. He was super humble. He believed in the goodness of people. Like Judge Frank Caprio was awesome. And I've been following his cancer journey. What it started, I want to say, a year and a half ago, 2 years. They thought that he only had maybe like 6 months to live. He ended up living for almost 2 years. But this man, in these moments, man, like, you talking about loving people? Like, he would have, like, these World War II people that would come in and they, you know, this guy, I think one of the guys in one of the famous clips, he had been driving for like, I don't know, like 80 years, and he got his first ticket, and they're like, he's like, dude, what you've done, you're part of the, what was it, the?
Greatest Generation.
The Greatest Generation. He's like, sir, thank you for all that you've done for our world. You're not paying a ticket. You're fine here. I just, things like that, man.
Yeah.
Just really tug at my heartstrings.
No question. I mean, I've seen a number of his his videos. I didn't know he had his own show. I just thought, frankly, someone had clipped videos of this individual.
Did you know that he passed?
I did not.
He passed yesterday.
So thank you. In my religion, we say, may his memory be a blessing. And I'm sure for many people who were in front of him, his memory is a daily blessing, right? Of being in front of authority and being scared and showing real compassion. So those, you know, there's nothing more powerful in a civil society than people in authority using their discretion to heal.
Yep.
And he was really the personification of that.
He was amazing, man. And, you know, I saw the announcement and then I saw the actual video of his son talking about his father passing away. His son looks like him and they have the exact same voice. It's crazy.
I'm going to go home and Google old clips, right?
Seriously.
Yeah. Caught in Providence. Yeah. It's such a, we started the show with a teachable moment that somebody didn't do. Frank Caprio,
he was full of moments.
Teachable moments.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, very true.
All right, thanks to Stephen Stilton for coming in studio. Thanks to Matthew Collar for being on the show. Thanks to Shaletta Brundage for being on at 6:30. Make sure that when you head out to the Minnesota State Fair this Saturday that you vote for Henry Lake when you're at the WCCO booth.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow night
after Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.